KP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Potential presidential candidates are looking ahead to the 2016 election. Former technology executive Carly Fiorina questions whether former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has the integrity to become president.
Hillary Clinton lacks a track record of accomplishment. She is not candid, which suggests her character is flawed.
She was on Fox News Sunday. Former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley told ABC's This Week it's time for fresh leadership for the country.
I believe that there are new perspectives that are needed in order for us to solve the problems that we face as Americans and also the problems that we face as people on this planet.
In Jerusalem, there was a procession to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre as thousands of Christians marked Palm Sunday. The day was also observed in New York City, where worshipers held a traditional procession from St. Paul's Chapel to Trinity Wall Street Church.
The procession of worshipers stretched three blocks long as they sang and marched down Broadway. Reverend Bill Lupfer is the rector of Trinity Wall Street Church.
We're trying to walk in the footsteps of Jesus, and we're also trying to remind our folks that personal religious faith also has a public component.
Dana Cole was one of the many parishioners taking part.
We hand out palms to people on the street, you know, the vendors, the policemen. I love that part.
Palm Sunday marks Christ's entry into Jerusalem before his crucifixion, when the people of the city spread palm branches in his path. Julie Walker, New York.
The search for two missing men in a New York City building collapse may be over. Two bodies were recovered from the rubble today. Both of the missing men were thought to have been in a ground floor restaurant 3 days ago when the Manhattan building collapsed after an apparent gas explosion. This is AP Radio News. Some British Airways frequent flyer accounts have been hacked, but the airline says most personal information is safe.
British Airways is not saying how many accounts were compromised, but said they have been locked down and can no longer be accessed. Officials say they are not aware of any access to personal information within the Executive Club accounts, including travel histories or credit card details. The breach apparently was the result of a third party using information obtained elsewhere on the internet. And this incident follows recent problems for hotel companies Hilton and Starwood, as well as United and American Airlines. I'm Nikki Mayo.
Now he is vibrating. Is he going to explode?
That sound from this weekend's number one movie in theaters, Home. It debuted in number one. In second place, Get Hard, the new Kevin Hart and Will Ferrell movie, followed in third by the Divergent series, Insurgent. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.